listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores how walking by the Spirit sharpens our spiritual discernment, helping us recognize God's truth and follow His leading. Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But a natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and our series on walking by the Spirit. Over the past few days, we've explored how the Holy Spirit transforms our desires, empowers us to live in daily dependence on Him, and leads us to bear fruit for God's glory. Today, we're focusing on another vital aspect of walking by the Spirit: spiritual discernment and sensitivity to the Spirit's leading. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and it reminds us of an important truth. But a natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. This verse highlights that understanding and applying God's truth requires the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let's dive into how walking by the Spirit sharpens our discernment and enables us to navigate life's challenges with wisdom and clarity. And that brings us to the question, what is spiritual discernment? Well, spiritual discernment is the ability to distinguish between truth and falsehood, to recognize what is from God and what is not. This is not a skill we develop on our own. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, our human understanding is limited and flawed. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 remind us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." Walking by the Spirit allows us to move beyond relying on our own limited reasoning and instead lean on God's infinitive wisdom. Now here is where it gets interesting, because in a world filled with distractions, competing voices, and spiritual confusion, discernment is more critical than ever. The Bible warns us about false teachings and deception. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will provide great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect." Discernment helps us stay rooted in God's truth, recognizing when something aligns with his word and when it doesn't. This is not just about knowing right from wrong. It's about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading in complex and subtle situations of life. This even includes this podcast. If your discernment is telling you, get off of this podcast right now, then you should listen to it. But if it's telling you what he is saying is true, then continue to listen. Let's take a moment to explore how to cultivate sensitivity to the Spirit. Walking by the Spirit requires intentionality, and here are practical steps to develop greater spiritual discernment and sensitivity. Number one, stay rooted in Scripture. The Word of God is the foundation of spiritual discernment. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we gain clarity on God's truth and principles, which the Spirit uses to guide us. Number two, pray for wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5 encourages us, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Regularly ask Holy Spirit for wisdom and insight, trusting that He will guide you. Prayer is not just about speaking to God. It's about listening for His voice and waiting for His guidance. Number three is cultivate a listening heart. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Stop striving and know that I am God." Sensitivity to the spirit requires moments of stillness and quiet, where we tune out the noise of the world and focus on hearing from God. It's so important that you take time to get into the secret place of God. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And number four, walk in obedience. When the Holy Spirit prompts you to act, respond in obedience. Each step of obedience sharpens your ability to recognize His voice. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 reminds us, "If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well." Now, this ties into our next section, which is the Spirit's role in decision making. One of the most practical applications of discernment is decision making. Whether you're making a significant life choice or navigating daily challenges, the Holy Spirit provides clarity and wisdom when you seek His guidance. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 beautifully captures this. It says, "Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right or to the left." When we walk by the Spirit, we can trust that He will direct our steps and give us peace about the decisions we make. A powerful example of discernment in Scripture is King Solomon. When Solomon became king, he prayed not for wealth or power, but for wisdom to govern God's people. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, he prayed, "So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is capable of judging this great people of yours?" God honored Solomon's request, granting him unparalleled wisdom. One famous example of this discernment is when two women came to him with a dispute over a child. Solomon's wisdom revealed the true mother, demonstrating this God-given ability to judge rightly. We see this in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. Take a moment to read this story, and as you reflect on it, think about the areas in your life where you need discernment. How can you pray for an understanding heart like Solomon and to trust the Spirit to guide you? Before we wrap up, here's something to take with you. Discernment isn't just about making good decisions. It's also about navigating spiritual challenges. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Walking by the Spirit equips us to discern spiritual battles and respond with wisdom and faith. This means recognizing when opposition is rooted in spiritual forces and relying on the Holy Spirit's strength to stand firm in God's truth. Spiritual discernment and sensitivity to the Spirit are essential for living a life that honors God. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our teacher, and our source of wisdom, enabling us to navigate life's complexities with clarity and confidence. As we walk by the Spirit, our ability to discern truth sharpens, and we become more attuned to God's will. Today, I encourage you to take time in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to deepen your discernment and sensitivity. Trust that as you remain rooted in Scripture, cultivating a listening heart and walk in obedience, He will lead you into greater clarity and peace. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.